What's the best way for us to create the maximum amount of change that we can? Let's chat about that today.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
G'day team, G'dayzar here, welcoming you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. We have got 6 weeks left for 2021. Can you believe that? 6 weeks until the year is over. So I've got no doubt you're ramping up for Christmas and getting into that mode. And I don't know about you, but I love that time of year. It's kind of festive and people, generally are happy. You feel that sort of spirit. There's some people that are grouches about it. I'll be honest, used to be me, not me anymore. I actually quite enjoy this period of time. It's a good chance to reflect. It's a good chance to look at how our year's gone. And let's be really honest, the last couple of years, we haven't had a lot of control about the things that are going on. I know in Queensland here, we're still waiting for our borders to open up. There's so much that can be said about the way things have been handled and whatever. But we have very little control over that stuff in the short term. And the best thing we can do is to control ourselves in the middle of all that chaos. And that brings me to what I wanted to chat about today. How do we create change? What's the best way to do that? And for me, the best way, and always will be the best way, is to surround yourself with really positive people. Surround yourself with people that are willing to have open conversations, that are willing to challenge themselves and each other, that are looking to improve and are holding a standard for you as well. So that's number one. Look for the people that you most want to be like, the people that make you feel great when you're around them and feel inspired, that make you want to go and do the work. Surround yourself with those people. That's number one. Then number two is you need to have some sort of system in place for you to follow. So you follow the system and that way you know if you're on track or you're off track. Now, we can just float through life and kind of hope things turn out all right. And if you're lucky, maybe they will. And for the most part, I think life does turn out pretty good. But when you have that level of control, when you have the ability to change the way you do things, think about things, feel about things, it just feels different. It hits differently when you've got that level of control. And the best way to have that level of control is to have some systems in place, which then leads me into my third point, which is accountability. You need people to help keep you on track. It's why whenever I've run online programs live, I've always done it inside Facebook groups because it's the easiest way for us to hold each other accountable. Hey, what's three things you want to get done this week? At the end of the week, what did you get done this week? Like, did you actually do the work? It makes it so easy when we have other people around us. Now, you can use a group, you can use emails, you could be chatting to, you know, your best friend, you could send them a message on a Friday to say, this is what I intend to get done next week, or this is what I got done this week. It could be sitting around having a coffee. There's ways for you to find accountability. What you don't want when it comes to accountability is people that are going to pat you on the back and give you excuses. We've all got excuses. There are plenty of them. We don't need help with that. In fact, it's detrimental to us when people give us excuses because it makes us feel like it's okay for us to not go out and do the things we said we were going to do. Now, remember, I'm not talking about things that you don't want to do or that other people are forcing you to do. I'm talking about things that you said you wanted to do to achieve outcomes that you wanted. Now, if you've got anyone that is holding you back from doing that, and by anyone, look in the mirror, I'm talking about you, and then anyone that empowers that by giving you ready-made excuses that you can absolutely buy into, you need to find a different accountability buddy. I'm not saying get rid of your friends, but they wouldn't be your accountability buddy. So you need people that are willing to hold you to a standard. Now, if you struggle with that, you don't have to have these people actually in your life. This is where surrounding yourself with good people could come through the forms of podcasts like this, audio books, books, go and do courses. There are different ways to surround yourself with people that, you know, I'm not saying these have to be your best friends or the people that you're hanging out with and living with. I'm not saying that at all. There are other ways of doing it. Accountability, obviously, people like myself run programs, Design Your Life, the 28-day challenge. If you're on those programs and you're a little bit lost, send me a message and we get hooked up and away we go. And we just, you know, a word or two can hold you accountable. And I'll always encourage you to do that stuff. I guess my main point is, you don't have to journey alone. We all want to be the lone wolf or the silo, and we want to have, you know, be able to stand up and go, I did this and I did all the work. You're still going to do that. You're still going to do the work. But just be okay with accepting a hand every now and then. Be okay with learning from other people's mistakes. Be okay with taking on feedback and advice that just might send you in a slightly different direction. Right now, I'm in the middle of trying to build and realize a vision that is so big that I don't know exactly how I'm going to get there. And because of that, I'm going to have to surround myself with people that believe in me, that believe in the vision, and that are going to be able to financially back what I'm trying to do, and that are going to be able to back it with business concepts and ideas that I don't have, and so on. So if I'm not willing to do that, then the ultimate aim of what I'm trying to achieve, and this is mostly in the youth development space, so the 14 to 21-year-olds, where we're trying to put a personal development app aimed at 14 to 21-year-olds, affordable and accessible in every young person's hands. And my goal, and I don't know if I can do this, is to do that for $1 a month. $1 a month. But I need people to help me build that. And I know that. And I'm seeking these people and I'm working on that. Okay, so you've got to be willing to, one, take feedback, but don't look for the feedback that you want to have, which means you're surrounding yourself with people that slap you on the back and tell you it's okay when you're not doing well and tell you that you're amazing when you are doing well. I want people that just give me honest feedback. Mate, that was awesome, but have you considered this? Or mate, that was terrible. Why did you do that? And I'm open to both of those feedbacks from the right people. So it's about surrounding yourself with the people that are going to most help you make the difference. I hope you find that beneficial. I'll chat a little bit more on Friday about that youth development program, because next year I'm going to undertake a massive, massive fundraising effort to build it. And it's something that you might be able to get involved with. Your workplace might be able to get involved in, and so on. And I will come out and chat to anyone about this, because I'm so passionate about solving the problems for 14 to 21-year-olds now and forever going forward. And I know I've got a skill set and I know I'm building a team that can do that. And so it's going to take a little bit of help, and it might be where you get to help. So let's talk about that on Friday. But for now, who are you surrounding yourself with, and how are you keeping yourself accountable? What are the systems and processes you're following, and who's holding you to them? Hope that helps. Chat to you guys on Friday.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.